This is Mortification of Spin, a bully pulpit from the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. To learn more about the Alliance, visit alliancenet.org or call 800-488-1888. After the podcast, listen for details on how you can receive a free resource.
Is everybody ready?
Are we going to do this podcast or what?
Are we ready?
Yeah, people, daughters, go for it.
You are listening to Mortification of Spin Bully Pulpit, and we're glad that you're here. Carl and Amy and I are right now just kind of hanging outside the door of the Duggar household trying to gain entrance because we just have a bit of a discussion going on among the three of us about dating versus courtship. Is courtship a good idea? Has dating been hopelessly lost to a godless culture? You know, is courtship the only hope for fathers like me to finally gain control over our daughters? What are the relative merits and demerits of each position? And Amy,
yes,
I want to bring you in on the conversation because you have been so bold as to actually post a few things about dating and courtship. And you've made it no secret that you've got some real questions about some problems with courtship and, you know, bottom line, my ability to control every decision my daughter makes. So I want to know a little bit more about that. I wonder if anybody out there is wondering, okay, what exactly is courtship? How would you quickly sum up courtship, Amy?
Well, as far as what I know about courtship, it's, you know, the daughter is under her father's leadership in the area of romantic relationships, and she's to remain in the home until she's married. And in order to go out with a gentleman suitor, he needs to ask permission of the father to court her. And so courtship is this category of I'm pursuing you for marriage.
Right. Yeah, because so in courtship, there's not a category for saying, you know what, I ought to take this person out for a while, get to know him, get to know her, and to see maybe if this is a young lady I could possibly at some point think about in those terms. Courtship kind of flattens that and says you take out that part of the process and go from, hey, she's attractive, here's the engagement ring. I mean, that's
right.
A little bit of a caricature, but you go from, this seems to be an interesting person, she's a Christian, I need to go ask her father if I can marry her, basically.
Mm-hmm. And there's some valuable elements to courtship, and I think that's why it's been so attractive. I mean, right. As a father of a daughter, Todd, I think there's some tempting things about this, and I think it's good for guys to be in a relationship with the girl's father in some way or another. You know, I still firmly believe in asking a father, you know, for his daughter's hand in marriage. And, I don't think that we should treat women casually.
Right.
And I think that this is a backlash in some ways against the hookup culture that we find ourselves in now, which we, you know, take very seriously. Mm-hmm. So, there's some good elements to it. And I think that a lot of singles wanted to ask the question, well, how do you pursue godly relationships and godly dating?
Mm-hmm. And this probably really kind of kicked off as a more popular phenomenon back when Josh Harris wrote his first book, I Kissed Dating Goodbye. That kind of helped kind of more popularize. And again, like you said, he raises, there's some good questions being raised by advocates of courtship, because among Christians, so much ground has been lost in the area of dating, and so questions needed to be asked, some things needed to be changed. I think what you raise in some of the things that you've posted are some important questions of, is this kind of formal courtship, as it's being described by its most ardent advocates, is that the answer?
Right.
And you would suggest no. I think I agree with you on that. Carl is in England and he's doesn't really care because he just has sons.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I don't have any wisdom for you parents of daughters, other than you might want to keep them away from my sons for various reasons. It sounds to me as if one of the problems with this is that it, as I think you said, it flattens things, Todd. And I also wonder if it creates difficulties, given the fact that we seem to live in a culture at the moment where the ability for young men to relate to young women, just in terms of friendship, is at a real premium. I'm not quite sure what the reason is. Is it the prevalence of internet pornography has just left a lot of guys feeling dirty and not wanting to approach women that they seem to regard, you know, as purer than them? Is it that some of the rather draconian ethical codes of political correctness at colleges have meant that guys are frightened of asking girls out simply on a date because they're worried about finding themselves on a stalking or a sexual harassment rap? Right. It seems to me that there's a bigger cultural issue here. It's not just the courtship dating thing, but we seem to be living, at least in the Christian world, as I observe it, in an era when the ability of men to form meaningful friendships with women outside of the context of marriage is really fairly non-existent. Right. Would you agree with that as an observation?
Yeah, I do agree with that. You know, one of the points, Amy, that you make in one of your posts is this issue that one of the problems with dating that, you know, courtship was responding to, I think, either directly or indirectly, is that dating went from an activity to a category. Kind of meaning, you know, dating was, you know, you had to, first of all, have a job so you could have money to ask someone out. Then you had to plan a date and be charming enough to go and make eye contact with a young lady and say, I'd like to take you out to do something.
You had a little bit.
Yeah, and then plan that and actually have a personality to engage this person in conversation and provide an enjoyable kind of list of activities for the evening, and then you take her home. And now it's just moved into the hookup culture has a lot to do with it. Yeah. I think, Carl, something you just said about the prevalence of pornography, I can't help but believe that has a lot to do with the lack of young men's now, their ability to engage in a respectful and charming and way with a young lady. One of the things I've noticed among teenage guys is an inability to make decent eye contact with a young lady. Mm-hmm. And I think it has to do with, I mean, not to sound alarmist or conspiratorial, but I think that there has been, in many ways, a lot of shame because of pornography attached to some of these things. And guys don't know how to personally interact with a young woman.
Yeah, I wonder too. I mean, pornography certainly probably plays a role, and just the fact that our culture is so over sexualized anyway, that you know, women do seem to become more objectified in general.
Right.
But also, and maybe because of that, parents' reaction to where you see a lot of daughters sheltered from having friendships with boys, and we kind of live in this Harry Met Sally culture now, where everyone believes that every male female friendship is sexual in some way.
Right. Well, that is true.
That is so against the gospel. I mean, how are we teaching our daughters and our sons to just treat each other like people made in the image of God in general?
Right.
And so you first need to be trained and experienced in having good friendships.
So how do we do that? I mean, we've isolated the problem, if you like, or the set of problems. But what should we do as parents or pastors to
and
try
as a church,
to
yeah, because,
counteract this culture?
I think youth groups can be really helpful in this way. Yeah. You know, I look at my daughter's youth group that they're in, and they have some great friendships in there. And when they go to school, I think they have some pretty good friendships there, too. Mm-hmm. And so as a parent, there's one sense that where you have to train them and you have to set boundaries and give them these strong foundations, biblical foundations. Then there's this other sense where you have to give them a little bit of freedom too. I was just reading that, speaking of the Duggars, that open letter to the Duggar defenders, and it's written by an atheist, but she makes such a good point that, you know, this keeping your daughter in the home and not allowing her to talk to other boys or just go to the mall with her friends without being supervised all the time, you know, as a 19-year-old. She said it feels like being 30 and 5 while in the body of a 15-year-old. So it's like they're given all these responsibilities in the home, like a 30-year-old, to actually raise their siblings and to do this cooking and cleaning. But they're not given any responsibility outside of the home, any freedom to have relationships.
Yeah, and so because of that, what she points out, that that difference, you know, on the one hand, you're treated like a 30-year-old. On the other hand, you're treated like a 5-year-old simultaneously. What ends up happening is that what they're not trained to do is how to govern their freedom in a responsible way, to learn how to govern that themselves.
Don't you think as parents we have this job to kind of help prepare them for the world and coach them while they're here?
Exactly. And and inevitably, somebody's going to hear what we just said and said, oh, so you think a 6-year-old ought to be sent out there with it? No, we don't. We don't think a 13-year-old should be sent out there with that. We don't think a 17-year-old should be given no supervision. The difference is that a 17-year-old, if she or he has no more knowledge or ability or expectation to know how to govern some of their own passions than a 13-year-old should be able to have, then we've failed at something.
Right.
And, you know, part of, you know, Carl, you asked the question, how do we help, you know, young people communicate with members of the opposite sex in a healthy way? I think, and again, here's where there's a sentiment expressed on courtship advocates that I agree with, in that the father has some roles here, but I'd say primarily to help his son, to help his son or his sons know how to treat women respectfully, know how to, when you're speaking to a young lady, look her in the eye, talk to her respectfully. And so when my boys, who are both still kind of young, one just started his junior year, one just started his freshman year in high school, when they're ready to ask a girl out, you know, part of my rule is that they're going to call her father and ask her dad as respect to him and respect to her. There's no sitting alone in a car somewhere in a dark corner. They're not going to do that. They're not going to be alone in my house or her house without some adult present. You know, so there are rules. We believe in having rules and some boundaries because we do share the concern over the hookup culture and some of these types of things. We're just not convinced that that formal courtship advocacy, you know, with kind of the capital C, is the best option for that.
Yeah, and some of the commenters on my blog post brought up some great points that, you know, each kid is different. You're going to see what challenges each of your children are going to struggle with more. And so we probably will be parenting a little bit differently with those. And I did want to be able to recommend the book Sex, Dating, and Relationships by, and I'm probably going to butcher this name, Gerald Hysand and Jay Adams. But he brings up friendship dating as a category, which I've really liked, or both of them do. They're both pastors. And they also bring up 1 Timothy 5:2, treat older women as mothers and younger women as sisters in all purity. This is what Paul's telling Timothy. And I think to answer Carl's question, that's a way that, you know, a pastor is being told to treat women in the church in purity. Like, so when you're dating, you know, if he's teaching this from the pulpit too, when you're dating, what's, how far is too far to go with your sister? That's the question they ask.
And I now, if you want to creep your son out, that's a great way. I mean, asking that right before he leaves for the date, and you should be safe.
It's kind of a leveling question right there.
Exactly. Say, well, have a good time with your sister. And just let that, you know, text him every once in a while during the date. How's your sister doing? And and dads, you should be fine there.
Any closing comments?
I
think we just made our skin crawl.
You guys the floor.
Yeah, it's been great listening to the two people with daughters revealing their deepest and innermost insecurities and fears.
Again in 20 years.
As usual, my advice to listeners is just have sons. It is a whole lot simpler. You only have one, two, or three of them to worry about, not the the entire population of 50% of the rest of the world. Until you join us again next time on Bully Pulpit, it's goodbye from us. Bye-bye.
This has been Mortification of Spin. a podcast of the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Alliance ministries include Reformation21.org and events held from Florida to Sacramento. To learn more about the Alliance, visit AllianceNet.org or call 800-488-1888. Please listen again, and don't forget your free resource.
So I followed her around dressed up like a clown so she wouldn't recognize me. I mean, what's the big deal?
<I'm sorry. laughs> That's got to be used at the end.